Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Steve Davis, where as always we're here working together to improve each other's financial IQ. This is a show for people that simply want more out of life, like myself. You want to drive a Ferrari, or for people who are just really dissatisfied with their present financial position after working long periods of time, like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years or more, and they don't like their trajectory, meaning they're saying to themselves, doggone it, it didn't work the first 20 years. I'm not going to do the same thing another 20 years and expect a different result. And they're willing to do something about it for themselves and their family. And I believe I had a consultation today that was really touching, because the individual didn't talk about himself at all, very little. It was all about his family, his wife, his kids. He had a near-death experience with a medical emergency. And I guess while he was laying there, he realized that, you know, his wife would be left with very little. His kid would be left with nothing. And he just, the whole time, it was very touching. All he thought about was them. And his motivation for building wealth with real estate was them, not himself. And I think, well, it's not really that I think it. I know it. People will do three times as much for other people as they will themselves. Just like recently, those, I think it was two 16-year-old boys saw a child drowning in a river. They both jumped in to save the child and were both killed, all three of them. And you wonder, why would a stranger do something like that? And I think it comes under that core principle that we are hardwired to help and serve other people. It's hardwired. You can't break this principle. You can only break yourself against it. When I see people who are greedy and think nothing about themselves, I see nothing but tragedy. Or people who are simply money motivated. They think money's going to solve their problems. And so many people have said this, but it's so true. If you're a person who's insecure, greedy, jealous, give yourself $100 million, and you know what you'll be? Insecure, greedy, jealous, and those emotions, or whatever they're called, lead to unhappiness, even with $100 million. I heard the story of a guy who made $815 million in the bank. Blew his head off a couple months ago. See, if you're a miserable person and you think money's going to solve that problem, it's not. You'll just be a miserable rich person. Happiness comes from inside. It's a decision. You either decide to be happy or do you decide to be depressed? It's a decision. Now, I want to be respectful. There are certain people who have genetic disorders where their brains don't produce certain chemicals that makes them not have the energy, not have all the... I apologize, my dogs are losing their mind. Whatever it is that causes true depression, okay? I'm gonna say something that I could probably get in trouble with, but most people on depression medications, it's really just the way they think, and that's why the depression medications don't work. I don't know the statistic, but it's a tremendous number of people on these depression pills, and they don't work because the real problem is their psychology, not their physiology. But there are some people that do literally, they can't produce dopamine, they can't produce endorphins, they can't effectively, it's depressing. So there's respect to them. But for the rest of us, you being miserable is a result of the way you think. You're making a decision to be miserable. Some of you get off on it. That's your thing. You like to be a victim. The world is against me. My parents didn't treat me right. My school teachers didn't treat me. You love it. You're addicted to it. You wouldn't be you without your depression. And the pills don't work because the pills have nothing to do with it. It's the way you think. When you break that cycle, or one of the easiest ways to break that cycle, is to stop thinking about yourself. This is what I've noted off of every person that I've ever consulted that had that negative attitude. They were all egocentric. It was all them. People need to do something for me. They were in a dependent stage of their life. They're always looking to other people to solve their problems. They blame other people. They blame circumstances. They blame hereditary reasons. They bring everything was not their fault. And that, stop thinking about yourself, leads you to thinking about others. And at the end of yesterday's show, I said I was going to talk about the mindset of proactivity. And all this setup, the first segment that we're sitting in, is to bring together a recognizable opposite of proactivity, which is a thing called reactivity. Or you can either respond to circumstances or you can react to them, which we've discussed many times. But I'm going to share with you when we come back from the break the incredible power of becoming proactive and focusing on helping and serving other people. This is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Yes, we are praying for a down market, and you should know why. To find out why, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and we are talking about proactivity or being proactive. There's a phrase out there that's kind of burnt out, but it really shouldn't be. But the reason it's so burnt out is because it's been so misinterpreted over the literally 150 years, probably 170 years, maybe. And it's the concept of the power of positive thinking. All positive thinking is proactivity. The example I'll give you in real estate is, here's the reactive person. Phone rings. They've got 20 rent properties. They're making $6,000-$7,000 a month off of them. Phone rings. Tenant has a problem. AC's out. Oh my gosh, he says. Are you kidding me? What temperature do you keep it at? What, did you do anything? Do you know what it might be? All stupid questions, by the way. They then say, well, okay, let me see if I can get my AC guy on the phone, and he's hard to get a hold of, but I'll try to get a hold of him, and I'll get back with you. Okay, thank you, click. Honey, you're not going to believe it. AC's out on one of our rent houses. I know, I can't believe it. Unbelievable. What a pain in the butt. It's just, how can it go out? We just repaired it last summer. Then they go try to get a hold of their AC guy. All that stuff was crap. Totally unnecessary. A waste of time. A reactive, and he put the zap on his own brain. Really? You didn't know an AC could go out when you own 20 rent properties? Really? Here's how you handle it. Hello? Oh, hey, Mike. No way. Man, it's hot out there. It's summertime in Texas. Jeez, I am so sorry that happened. Let me get my AC guy to call you here in the next 5 minutes, and we'll get this straightened out. Again, I apologize. All right, thanks a lot. Take care, Mike. Boom. Pick up the other phone. Call your AC guy. Hey, AC guy, I need you to call my tenant, Mike. His AC's out, and you know how hot it is, right? Oh, great. Okay. Probably can't get there till tomorrow. Okay. Well, see if you can work out something with him, if he can make it to tomorrow. If he's really in a bad shape, let me call my other AC guy. All right, give him a buzz. That's it. Honey, can I have a beer? That's it. You don't whine about it. You don't complain about it. You don't get your wife involved or husband or whatever. All that reactive crap is just crap. And I'm telling you, people thrive on it. They love for other people to know they're suffering. They love for other people to know that things are not going well. It's pathetic. And if you're doing that, you're destroying your life. See, proactivity, positive thinking, can be summed up in this. First, a question. Are there going to be problems and challenges in your life? Yes. Okay, we know that. Why do people get upset when they come up? It makes no sense. It's like, man, I didn't know the sun was going to come up today. That's crazy, man. I'm going to have to wear sunglasses. It's the dumbest thing in the world to not expect challenges and problems in your life and then to beat yourself up over it. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I'm driving to work. Guy pulls over in the middle of my lane. So I beep the horn real quick, and he jerks back into his lane. And as I pass him, he flips me off. Now, I had a decision. I could flip him back off. I could get upset. I was right.
Doggone it. I'm right. You're wrong. Flip him off. Make an ugly face. Go to work. Hey, everybody, come here. Stand by the coffee machine and let me tell you what happened to me. Meanwhile, the dastardly scumbag rides merrily along, not even knowing you exist. You wasted your time, you wasted your breath, then you go home and waste your spouse's time, again wasting your breath, you wasted your coworker's time telling them this reactive garbage. And I'll tell you what I did. I looked at him, went, wow, what a jerk, and just drove to work. Now, I probably shouldn't even said, what a jerk. That was really unnecessary. But what happened was I reacted to my past experience, which is if somebody flips you off, call them a name. I shouldn't have done that. So you can see, if you do more than that, it's just reactive decision after reactive decision. And what you're doing is replaying past experiences. You may have seen your dad driving and got flipped off, and he lost it. Hit the accelerator, pulls up beside the guy, flips them off while he's screaming at your mother and you about how terrible this person is. So when it happens to you, what do? You replay that script. That's not you. That's just a script from your past. You should follow what the Buddha said, which is, if a person insults me and I don't accept it, who still has the insult? They do. See, you have to let them upset you. You cannot be upset by another person. You can't. You have to decide, man, I'm going to let that person upset me. Someone calls you fat. Someone calls you stupid. Someone calls you lazy. Someone calls you an idiot. The way that you respond or react to that is your decision. And the sooner you take control of that, the better off you'll be. You don't know the peace that comes with being proactive. When people say, you know, and what's a good example? I can't think, because all of you listeners are so supportive. I know I've gotten negative emails before, but I'm such a proactive person. You know, I block them out. I don't remember negative things. People will say to me, don't you remember when he did that to you? Oh yeah, I'd forgotten that. I don't care. It's the past. It's over. Proactive is the only effective way to live. Let me describe it. It is a solution-focused attitude. When a challenge comes, and there's that gap between stimulus and your response, what you decide during that gap between stimulus and response is your opportunity to be proactive. When COVID hit, I have never seen so much reactive garbage in my entire life. Oh, the government shutting us down. They're trying to destroy small businesses. Oh, I heard some nut say that the oh my gosh, what is it called? The vaccination is the number of the beast. Okay, first off, read the Bible. You can't be given the number of the beast without your consent. You have to agree to it. And it's a tattoo. And it gets worse. I've even heard worse stuff. Just flipping idiots who are reacting to the challenge of COVID instead of responding to it, adapting to it, and moving forward. Like I told you, one friend of mine who owned a restaurant lost his mind, just went out of business. Another friend who had a restaurant responded to it. He's still in business. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with your family? Would you like to travel more? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour introductory workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking today about proactivity or positive thinking and how to use it. The way that you use it is you try to get the gap between stimulus and response as long as possible. Meaning, again, somebody insults you. For most people, it's an instantaneous replay of something from their past. The way they responded in the past, the way they saw their parents respond or a friend respond, and they just do it real quick. But when you're proactive, the response could be something like, well, why do you say that? You know, it's a disarming question, and I can tell you from experience, it works. But it's a different way to respond versus reacting. By the way, I love this from Zig Ziglar. He talks about if you go to the doctor, you get a shot, you go back the next day, they say you're reacting to the shot. That ain't good. But if they say you're responding to the shot, that is good. So there's a fun little way to remember the difference between responding and reacting. Another way to be proactive is to be solution focused. When a challenge comes, which as we discussed, it's not if they're going to come, it's when. When a challenge or problem comes, instead of focusing on the problem, which is what most people do, immediately look to the solution. During that gap between discovering the problem and your response, you're going to be, the first thing that's going to come up are all your past experiences, all the reactions. But wait, don't respond yet. Give yourself a second or two to think and get focused on a solution to the problem. When you do that, excuse me one second. Thank you, I had to cough again. When you do that, as Napoleon Hill has said, Andrew Carnegie, hundreds of people over the last 150 years have said, there is no problem known to man that will not succumb to the onslaught of thought. if you make it a point to put all your conscious effort, all of your thoughts toward a solution. Now, you may need help, but that's where the focus needs to be. I guess I should explain that in detail. Let's say you come across a problem you have no experience. You can't even react to it based off of past experiences because you've never seen it before. That's when you need to get help. And I am telling you, and this is hard. This is a conservative radio station. I'm a physical conservative. We love to be responsible. We love to do it all ourselves. We want to be independent. Doggone it. It's okay once in a while to ask for help. It's okay. It's not okay to ask for help and then not do it yourself. I'm not telling you to go get somebody to solve your problem for you, but go ask for help finding the solution. I love Steve Jobs' video on YouTube about asking for help. He said, in my entire life, I have never asked for help from someone that they didn't give it to me. And I can tell, when he said that, it brought tears to my eyes because that's the same thing that happened to me. Never have I asked for help from someone that they didn't give it to me. I mean, I call up mortgage companies that do business with my members. I tell them I need some help on something. They bend over backwards. I ask someone to come on the radio show. They change their schedule to come on the radio show with me. When you need help, ask. If there's a problem you have no past experience with, get help from someone who does and find out their proactive approach to solving the problem. So, in a nutshell, being proactive means you spend 10% of your focus on the problem itself and 90% of your focus on the solution to the problem. Go slow in your thinking and response. Get the gap between stimulus and response as big as possible, as long as possible, so you have time to think and not react to what's going on in your life. And then people are out there, you know, like I said, the people have gotten tired of the term positive thinking, but it's really true. It's really true. It does work. Now, you can't just sit at home thinking positively and make money. It's not going to happen. You know, there was that book, I can't remember what it was, but it would say, just think about money all day long and be positive about it and money will come to you. No, get off your butt, figure out ways to help and serve other people and be positive about it and money will come to you. That's true. So, if you want to study this more, here I go again with the seven habits. Read the chapter in the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People on proactivity. Because what is the number one habit? Be proactive. Read that chapter two or three times. I guarantee it will change your life for the better. And I'm not sure what chapter it is. I haven't have a copy of the book here. I think it's chapter 3 after the intro. Yeah, it's page 63 on the version I have. When you're talking about the private victory, habit number 1, which is about page 65, be proactive. It's phenomenal. And if you ever listen to Stephen Covey's audio version of the book, when he tells the stories, it's hysterical. He is a great storyteller. The audio version of the book is outstanding. So check that out. Be proactive in the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. All right, let's get to your questions and do a little real estate discussion here for the last of this segment and the final segment. The phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email your question. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, let's look at some emails that I've received. One is about the free workshop tonight. That workshop is on I'm teaching tonight from 6:30 to about 8. It's a free workshop. I cannot reserve a seat for you by email. You need to go to getrealwealth.com, and then the upper right-hand corner, it says free sample class or free class. Just click that button. You can reserve a seat there. Anyone else that's interested in that, you can watch it online from home, or you can come and see it live at the office. We have a 300-person room. There'll only be a maximum of 20 people there, so there's more than enough room for social distancing. Everybody wears their mask. It's as safe as you can get. But if you're still uncomfortable, watch it online, but knock it out. Go to getrealwealth.com, upper right-hand corner, hit free class. Okay, this next question is from New Mexico. Interesting. Like I always say, KSEV gets around. They're all over the U.S. People follow the station everywhere. I know there's some Canadian listeners because I told them about it. Let's see. Okay. How do I connect? You know, when you're looking to connect with other investors, it's best to join a local real estate investor group. One-on-one is way better than forums, radio shows, YouTube videos, or anything like that. So I believe there is a big REIA, Real Estate Investor Association, in Albuquerque. So just Google it, and I think you should be able to find a group to join. If there's not one there, then look for meetups at meetup.com. Meetup.com. You'll find real estate investor groups in Albuquerque there. Those are not going to be the big ones as a rule, but the big one might be advertising on meetup.com. So check that out. Join a group. Get around real people. And they'll have all the contacts you need. The CPAs, the attorneys, the mortgage brokers, everybody you need on your team will be there, Michael. And thanks for the email. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me as these six people have. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. This is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel and romance, more time for family and fitness, more time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Remember, my email is open to you 24/7. If you think of a question after the show, please go ahead and send it to me. I really have a lot of fun answering emails. I love answering the phone calls better than just teaching and preaching. So give me a call at 281-558-5738 or email me at asksteve@getrealwealth.com. If you think you've got a dumb question, or you might get fired for doing it, put anonymous at the top of the email in the subject line. in the subject line, just put anonymous, then put your question in the email. If you're calling in, use a fake name, no problem. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or ask Steve at GetRealWealth.com. Now, this is an interesting anonymous, and I wish I could give the name because this is a very intelligent point. He basically is saying something I should have said, which is when you spend 90% of your thought on a problem, it only leaves 10% for the solution. This is why people have problems they can't solve, because none of their brain energy is going towards the solution. It's all consumed by them complaining and moaning about the problem. Very profound, very well put. Thank you for emailing that. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. The next question comes from Robert. Robert is asking about qualifying property managers. Robert, I have a email that I'm going to send you with 22 questions you need to ask your property manager. And it's too long to go over on the show. It would consume a whole show. But Robert, I do have this PDF of the 22 questions that you should ask your property manager before you hire them, and I'll send you that after the show. Thank you for your email. Okay, next. Finding the rental price is very simple. This is from Richard. Richard, there's multiple services out there. The one that we own is homeinvestortool.com. Homeinvestortool.com. What you do is you simply log on, and there is a free trial. Log on, type in the address of the subject property, and within about 30 seconds, you have the ARV, the CMA, the MA, which is the market average, and the average rental for that property and what you should lease it for. You do not ever, ever take your mortgage and add $500 to it for positive cash flow. Oh, it'd be sweet if that's how it worked. That's not how it works. Whatever the rents are for that neighborhood, that's what it's going to rent for. If the rents are $1,500 and you have a $2,000 a month mortgage, you're going to lose $500 a month. You can't get $2,000 for a property in a $1,500 neighborhood. So it has nothing to do with your expenses. It's the market average for rent in that subdivision. And you can find that on a service like ours, homeinvestortool.com. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Asksteve@getrealwealth.com. This is a question from a Trey. How soon can I raise the rent on a tenant with a month-to-month lease? Generally, you have to give them 30 days notice, but you just need to look in your lease. And this goes for any state. You look at your lease. That's going to be designated in your lease. So read your lease. If you're in Texas, it's 30 days. I believe it's about the same in every state. So no problem there. Anything else in here? No, that's it. All right, thanks, Trey. Appreciate it. Okay, next we've got a Mike who says, I've got about $100,000 to invest passively. What is a realistic monthly return? Well, this one's depends on the deal, but the multifamily, the self-storage, the mobile home parks, the assisted living is going to be a little bit higher than this, but you can expect between a 20 and 35% rate of return over a 4-year period, 5-year period, which is the whole time. And that would be, let's go with $30,000 a year, right in the middle. That'd be a 30% rate of return. That's about $2,500 a month to you. So I hope that makes sense. I'll make sure that that does by emailing you back, Mike. All right, phone lines are open for just a couple more minutes. So if you've got a question, I need you to call now. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me at asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, let's go to the next email. Oh, I already answered that one. Do solar panels save money? I know somebody sells solar panels that's listening to this. So here's my email to yell at me. Ask Steve at GetRealWealth.com. The answer is no. I have, you know, over the years been sold every stinking product on the market to save electricity. Double-paned windows filled with whatever chemical. My electric bills, I replaced all my windows in my home. My electric bill was the same every month since I did it. So I'm not a big proponent of these so-called save you money strategies. Now, the one time I did have property with solar panels on it, it was a long time ago. The technology may have changed. So I don't want to say for sure they don't. I just think that you need to do, you're going to have to do your own due diligence. I'm not the person to ask. I just know that I don't even consider them because I've been burned every time I've done anything that supposedly saves you electricity expenses. So get out there, do some research, meet some people who have them, and ask them, did your electric bill drop? You know, to me, it would have to be a huge array of solar panels to knock out the electricity costs in Texas with our summers. So, and then you have to say, okay, I save $200 a month on my electric bill, but it cost me $50,000 to put these solar panels on. Divide that by 200, it's 20 years, 30 years before you make. I just don't think so. But do your own research. Sorry, I couldn't be more help. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. Now this is odd. Foster care request from tenant, but there's nothing here, no name or anything. Could you please resend your email, whoever that was, and give me an actual question? Are they asking you to foster their kids? I don't know. That's over my head if that's the question. If it's a simpler question, please go ahead and email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, got that one. Got that one. Okay, this is another question for passive investors. Okay, this is an anonymous email. And the individual is an accredited investor. That means they have over $1 million to invest. Okay, I'll just assume you've got $1 million. You have more than this. You can do the math. The answer is the same as it was for Mike earlier. These apartments, these self-storage, the mobile home parks that we're doing, it's somewhere around 20 to 35% rate of return when you add in the cash flow and the refis that occur about every 3 or 4 years. So if you got $1 million, and let's go with the same number, 30%, that's 300 grand a year for the rest of your life. So yes, I highly recommend you come tonight, and I will show you how we're doing that. Go to getrealwealth.com. It's from 6:30 to 8 at our offices. Getrealwealth.com, upper right hand corner, free class. Thanks everybody for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day.